In Iraq today, there are few areas of life that have been unchanged by the overthrow and capture of Saddam Hussein. And beyond the headlines about the violence and uncertainty that has marked the U.S.-led occupation of the country, many Iraqis are slowly adjusting to their new freedoms and rediscovering some age-old pastimes. Simon Marks spent a day at the races in Baghdad.
It is not a scene that outsiders immediately associate with Baghdad, but at the Baghdad Equestrian Club, horses and their riders slip themselves into a set of stalls, are placed under starter's orders, and they're off. Three times a week, the dusty track comes alive in Baghdad as some of the finest Arab steeds battle it out for racing supremacy. Iraq, like many Arab states, has a rich horse racing tradition, and the animals are in world-class shape, making good time and glistening in the sun as their jockeys urge them on. Urging them on from the stands, hundreds of racing enthusiasts who have come to the club for years to while away a few hours, and more than a few Iraqi dinars. Hassan Kara, a house painter by trade, has been putting money down on the horses here for 40 years.
I bet a few thousand dinars each time, depending on my financial situation. Maybe 50 or 60,000 dinars, $25 or $30. I make a little money and then I gamble it.
Not all the race fans were happy to talk. The Quran says gambling is a sin, and there's still some embarrassment and discomfort here about the racetrack's success. But there's also a new atmosphere at the club. For the first time in decades, those watching the races know that the outcome will be fair. In the old days, more than 100 horses that raced at the track were owned by Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay. And when they raced, they always won, even when they didn't. Kasim Dawood is a jockey, a veteran of the Iraqi track.
Now there is freedom in riding. In the past, there were times when we were forced to lose or let someone else win. Today, we ride freely.
And ride they do, carrying with them not just the hopes of a few nearby gamblers, but perhaps also the hopes of a nation that is chomping at the bit to explore all aspects of life unscarred by Saddam. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Baghdad.